Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
I don't know about you, but I often have patients coming into my office with bites. And, you know, if it's a solitary spider bite, and clearly if it's an animal bite or something, it is not often hard to diagnose. But often there are bites from insects that are multiple that are not particularly pathognomonic of any bite that I'm aware of. And it's hard to diagnose them and hard to treat them to know if this is sort of an allergic reaction or an infection. You found an article this month from the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine, published in 2017. It talks a little bit about mites. And we know that immediate hypersensitivity to inhaled allergen are common amongst kids and adults with asthma and rhinitis. Dust mites are arthropods that colonize bedding and sofa and couches and pretty much any woven material. They don't actually bite, and aside from causing allergic disease, I don't think that they are a result of any sort of death or disability, but they're a pain. Now, neither the mites nor the debris that they leave, if you get my drift, can be seen under most normal circumstances. These mites absorb humidity in the atmosphere, but interestingly, they don't actually drink, and they feed on organic matter, meaning, you know, sort of cells from humans and hairs from animals and things like that. The fecal particles contain a complex mixture, and it is very allergenic. These dust mites, we try to get people to avoid them, and we believe that decreases their symptoms and non-specific bronchial hyperactivity and things like that. But it's really hard. The article that I referred to earlier attempts to answer the question of, can mite impermeable bedding decrease asthma exacerbations in children with asthma who are sensitive to mites? Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, there have been previous studies, and they've looked at using mite-impermeable pillow covers and bed covers, and the results have been kind of mixed, but this is probably one of the better trials, larger trials, and well-designed and focused on a higher risk population where there's potentially more benefit. So it's done in the UK. They identified about 280 kids with asthma who had been to the ER or had been hospitalized for an asthma exacerbation in the previous year. After the exacerbation cleared, they tested the kids for, skin tested them for house dust mite, cat, dog, pollen, other allergens. If they tested positive for mites, they were randomized to either a mite impermeable bedding cover or an identical looking but permeable, they say non-impermeable, I'm just going to say permeable, bed cover to use at home. They gave everyone the same instructions on how to care for the bed covers, and nobody got any other intervention or any instructions on how to otherwise avoid mites. The child's parent, primary caregiver, was interviewed in a masked fashion, so the interviewer didn't know which group they were in, at 1, 4, 8, and 12 months to ask about any exacerbations, any unscheduled medical visits, medication use, quality of life. They actually went in and they vacuumed the kid's bedroom floor at baseline and at the end of the study to estimate the mite load in the room. And at the end of 1 year, there was about a 15% dropout rate, which is, you know, not too bad. And at the end of that year, 29% in the mite impermeable bedding group had an exacerbation leading to a hospital visit, compared with 42% in the control group. So that's, you know, about a 13% difference, number needed to treat of about 8. Pretty broad confidence interval, but it was statistically significant. About half of the kids in each group used steroids during the year, so it didn't seem to affect medication use. The main downside was that about a quarter of the kids in the special bedding group were uncomfortable and thought about getting rid of it, but that was the case for only 3% with the regular cover. So there must be a kind of a plasticky kind of feel that the kids didn't like. So bottom line, in kids with house dust mite allergies and asthma and a recent exacerbation, using a mite impermeable bedding decreases the frequency of exacerbations, and they cost about $200.
Whoa, those covers cost $200?
Well, that's what Henry Barry is telling us from the poem. These are the good ones.
They must be very good ones because you could get a mattress for less than $200.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can get them cheap. I have not looked into getting them. But, you know, if you think about a number needed to treat of, you know, 8, that's $1,600 to prevent one exacerbation that requires an ER visit. You know, that's probably cost effective, actually.
Well, except that you're buying the mattress pad in your insurance company. It's a question of moral hazard.
Well, obviously, insurance companies should cover it.
Exactly. Just going to pimp you a question for a question here on mites. Do you know we're talking about decreasing exposure to kids to mites, but can you spray for mites? I mean, can you get rid of mites other ways?
I don't think so. I mean, I think what one thing you can do is wash bedding at a very high temperature. Mm-hmm. And very hot water. I know I've heard that being recommended as one way to reduce the load and to do that weekly. I don't know otherwise, though. And having animals in the bed or nearby, they're sort of dust mite magnets, I think. I am not a mitologist, so I don't know too much about them beyond some of this literature on their effect on asthma.
Thanks, Mark. We will talk with you again in a week.
Sounds good.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.